Dealing with the Freeze. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I know it's going to be a kind of wait-and-see game after this all over. We'll see what we got or ain't got.
Our early peaches is about 50 to 60% bloomed out, and I'm really afraid that most of those will not survive.
Well, Tennessee farmers are very concerned now over the past 2 days, hard freezes that have hit crops like strawberries and peaches. Jimmy McCulley has 5 acres of strawberries in White County.
Our crop has really come out, blossomed out early. We're not sure what percent has blossomed out. Last night was the hardest night that we've had since we've been doing this for about 19 years. We just could not keep water flowing. We just kept freezing up. It's not looking no better.
And because of the warmer than normal temperatures we've had in February and early March, McCulley and other growers across the state have seen a much quicker blooming of their crops. Many utilize irrigation systems to sprinkle water over the top to insulate the blooms to try and keep them from being damaged even more from these hard freezes.
We may lose a lot of our early blooms. We just hope that we can save the crown development down under there, and if we leave some of the early berries, we'll just be fortunate and be thankful that we saved the one that would come out the normal time.
Another concern is over the state's peach crop. UT Middle Tennessee Research and Education Director Kevin Thompson says it won't be a total loss on their peaches, but pretty damaging.
Probably what we are on our early peaches is about 50 to 60% bloomed out. We'll have a 60% hit on our fruit on those trees. Now our later varieties, the buds are swelling and they're possibly and likely will be some damage there, but not near as much as the ones that are fully bloomed out.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.